Hi, this is your host, Pink.
Blue.
And you're listening to Teenage Antics.
Wait, am I gonna start?
Yeah, you can start. It's already going. It's already going.
Oh shit. I forgot my lines. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Teen Antics with your hosts, Pink and Blue. Say hi, Pink.
Hi.
Okay. This is our first time doing a podcast.
Rocky start.
Yeah, it was. But we're getting there. We're getting there. Anyways, how's your night going?
It's been, like, normal.
Okay.
Like a freaking raccoon digging around the kitchen and then in my room doing whatever back and forth. Mm.
Usually, eating trash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to lose weight, but you know, them carbs.
Damn carbs. Fuck. It's like it's almost 1 o'clock right now. It's 12:38.
That's like a half an hour almost. It's like 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's getting there. It's getting there. Did you hear about the Cameron dying? The guy from Jesse.
Yes, I thought it was so weird.
It was
out of nowhere.
They said that he was on an ongoing condition and he died in his sleep with a seizure. And I see people on Instagram posting with Peter fucking having a seizure.
That's so bad. Like, I feel bad because he just died and we're over here joking. No, I saw it on Instagram and it was the girl who made, you know, these, let's just say, aesthetic edits of him growing up. And it was so cringy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know he died, but come on.
Did it show, like, the dates or, like, Rip Cameron Boyance or whatever?
It was just, like, it was, but at the bottom it was, like, oh, my God, my heart and everything, it's just hurting. I can't like, take it no more.
Heartbroken emojis.
Yes.
Shit like that. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're gonna get, like, blasted for this.
People are still making fun of XXXTentacion and saying, like, oh, he has a... like on jaw or something like that. Instead of saying on God, it's like on jaw.
Yeah.
And or like they make fun of his lyrics. It's like, why you come in on your cat or something like that.
Speaking of Instagram, I just scrolled on it right now and I really love this post. It says because having big tits because you're fat is like having a car, a fast car, because it's falling off a cliff. At the bottom, it shows JonTron saying, holy shit, you fucking killed her, dude.
Oh my god.
That's like, oh my god, that's what a whole bunch of girls need to know in freaking high school.
That's such a hard-hitting, like, truth. That sucks.
It's true, though, because you know how many girls talk so much mess, and I understand... Oh, I'm just gonna say it straight up. They're big, they're fat, and I understand that, yeah.
Uh-huh. But, like...
They're still beautiful in their own way.
Mm-hmm. And but, yeah.
Don't go around shaming anybody else of their size because they're smaller than you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
sorry.
And it's kind of stupid because they bitch about it and complain like, huh, I'm so fat. And they're like very self-conscious about it, but they don't do anything about it. If you're going to complain about something, just fix it.
Motivation and energy. Because I can't be talking that much because I am not, I'm not big, but I'm not like too small.
Are you satisfied with yourself or you're not there yet?
I'm kind of there, but I'm still working on it.
I still
exercise. Like, I put my... the only reason to blame is myself for eating to the size I am.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my fault. I don't have to blame anybody else. I don't have to blame, it's society because they have the fat food. No, I'm the one who has to go buy it.
No, bitch, you put the McDonald's in your mouth. Got it.
Exactly. I don't get it. A lot of people understand that.
Yeah.
So it's like... And it's like, again, these people talk so much mess and shame these other people, and I understand you want to promote being big and stuff, but it's not something you should do, especially with the, you know about the Dove ad with the
soap? The Dove ad?
Dove ad, my bad.
Oh, Dove ad. Oh, yeah, with the okay.
Big lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard a lot of controversial stuff about that.
The thing about it, yes, she is pretty. She's a really pretty person.
Mm-hmm.
But agreed. The thing about it is that they are not just promoting somebody who's big. They're promoting obesity. It's okay to be that big.
Yeah.
They're promoting that it's okay to be overweight, but it's not. Because you have all these weight problems and these...
Like, not just and health conditions and shit like that. Yeah.
It's leading to types of cancers, and you have diabetes, heart disease.
And you're just killing yourself.
Exactly.
it's not sexy, and it's not supposed to be promoted. You're trying to get that shit away from you.
I'm okay with the curvy girl movement. You know, we're big. No, plus size movement. But plus size goes into, like, you're curvy. Like, you're... And there's a difference between curvy and fat.
And, curvy, obese, yes.
Yes, there's always a difference. But people tend to confuse those, and they...
And like there's a difference between plus size models and obese models. I guess I don't know what else would you kill.
In today's media, it's like both. It's not even in their own categories now. It's like they're both.
Yeah.
Plus size.
And people are getting and everyone's getting confused about it. And it's like, what the fuck?
You're promoting this unhealthy way of eating and looking in the media and stuff. It's like, okay, it's nice to have somebody.
Yeah, it's the American way.
You know, it's nice to see somebody who's not photoshopped or like really big. Like, my bad. Not really big, really tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not okay to see somebody like, let's say, somebody as I don't know. If you need help, like, if you need help with basic stuff, you have breathing problems and stuff, and you're like, you need assistance, you're big.
It kind of, not like so much as an insult, but like when you, I remember in art class, you and I, we were just painting, and then I was listening to music, and I couldn't tell how hard I was breathing, and then you're like, why are you breathing so hard? And I took off my headphones. I was like, what?
I did that because everybody breathes heavy. Like, even when I wear earphones, I still breathe heavy.
Yeah.
And but like, it's just so funny to me because it makes you, like, so conscious about it. And then you're like, you're like...
but like, the point is, like, when you said that, I was like, yeah, I probably have, like, hard boogers in my nose or something. And then you're like, no, it's probably because you're fat. I was like, damn. I didn't think of it like that, but I'm like, yeah, probably. But that's a serious problem. That's why we're both trying to get rid of that kind of stuff and working out and every day.
Yeah, even at school when we, you know, with the freaking three floors having to go all the way up to Miss
Hall. Yeah, with the stairs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the way up there. And then I get to our class, I'm like...
Yeah. I do that with the stairs, but I go two steps upwards so I can get to class faster. I'm all like... I try to challenge myself, plus unhealthy size, it's not okay to promote and be like, oh, it's okay. No, it's not. You're killing yourself. Stop. Or I know it's not easy for everyone to just get up like, oh, I'm going to start being skinny today. It takes a lot of motivation, and they need to find that kind of motivation or get friends that will like, hey, stop eating like that, or like get them to new give them new shit.
You seen my progress pictures?
It's very good. But like, try this new shit.
But it's been taking forever, and you know how I'm so used to progress, and then with all the stuff I've been doing, it's been busy. It's like now I'm losing the weight I had before, which I'm okay with, but it's just gonna take a while to lose all of it.
Yeah, but like I said, like it's good progress. Any progress is good progress for me. If you're seeing if it's working, then that's good. Just keep on doing it. What really demotivates me is when I'm doing something and it doesn't work when I do it every day. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then you have before and after pictures and nothing.
Yeah, I need results. Like, does it actually work? Can I keep going? But when you send me your results with drinking tea with the artichoke and bay leaves, it really is starting to motivate me to do that again. Which, by the way, my next plan is to put or to drink apple cider and cranberry juice, like a shot of it, before I eat. And So that's my next plan, and I'm still gonna work out every day.
The artichoke, all I do is boil artichoke, boil bay leaves together until the water turns a brownish color, which it just means that it's in there. It's like well, basically tea light.
The essence are there.
And then I just drink it, and I drink it like water, and I drink more water too.
Yeah, hydration is a very thing that us Americans don't really know about, or not know about, but like we don't really succeed in drinking the water we need our bodies or in every day. You notice it whenever I started working out and drinking water regularly, like 7 bottles of 20 fluid ounces every day, I'm consistently peeing a lot, and it's clear. And I swipe the sweat off of my forehead, and it fucking like comes out like water. It's like, whoa, never had that before in years. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, it's like all the food that's in our system too, and especially with that artichoke drink, it like really, really
cleanses out and shit like that, and it fastens your metabolism. Let's see. I was passing through Instagram. I was looking at my feed, and I left a question sticker onto my story to say what was my next YouTube video going to be about, and here are the suggestions. These are like, I'm just going to read all of them. Smash / Mario Maker 2 content, okay. Fortnite ASMR, okay. Minecraft, all right. Friend review, spicy noodle challenge. I actually want to do that.
Yeah,
but
I do want to do a spicy noodle challenge. Mm-hmm. We should do that. That
yeah, we should.
Because I want to start my YouTube channel up again.
Yeah, that would be a good thing, a collab. Or my friend posted this video title: playing Pokemon Go in Walmart, gone sexual. I don't know how they can go sexual, but I don't want to think about it. So, another one is says top 10 hentais. I would do it, but like it would be like the FBI will knock down my door. Like, how old are you? 17? Why'd you upload this video? How do you know about hentai or something like that? food reviews. I kind of feel like I will look like a fat ass if I'm reviewing like McDonald's or Burger King or something like that. DIY tutorials. That sounds very cliche or like general to the public or whatever. I'm not really that kind of DIY tutorials life hack or something like that. Loli impression. Do you know what a loli is?
No.
It's an anime chick that looks underage, but she's actually 18 and above.
Wait, sometimes she's not. Is she from Seven Deadly Sins or something? Or Hero Academia?
Yeah, that's another like example of a loli. Like, they look like little girls, but they're 18.
Wait, Lily or Lolly?
Lolly, sorry.
Oh, Lolly.
Yeah, Lolly, yeah.
Oh, I was so confused.
Yeah, Lolly impression. Lolly impression, leany face, and I don't know about that one.
I don't think so.
Another one was ASMR or story time, and another one is animated ASMR. There's a lot of ASMRs.
We're gonna be like ASMR Jeffree Star when he's like, "Hi, how are you? Welcome to the channel."
I saw one ASMR. It was like fucking. There's this chick with long nails, and she was like tapping on a lotion bottle, which gave like,
Have
you seen it? Yeah. And like she's messing with the tip and shit. I'm like, whoa, it's giving me some vibes.
Exit out of the channel.
Yeah.
Checks if it's illegal.
Yeah. No. There's a whole bunch of lotion tapping.
And they're like, they're like,
yeah.
They go in for the sip and they're like,
yeah. Oh my god.
I think I only like watching. Let's be honest. I only like watching it because I be up at 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to do.
Okay.
I'm not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But so I click on the freaking new ASMR challenge. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, SAS. I think that's, yeah, SAS ASMR. And then all of a sudden, I'm hungry. I want Thanksgiving.
I want Thanksgiving straight away?
Yes. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, imagining all the food that I had left over that I didn't eat. And how I wish I saved it for this day.
It regrets. You take things for granted. Yeah, yeah. I think the only ASMR that I like listening to is there's this Asian dude that was just chomping onto like a big honeycomb. It was like filled with honey and it looked very. Yeah, he took a bite out of it.
Yeah, did he have a black backdrop?
No, he just. I think it was
promoting a honey chicken.
Honeycomb eatery ASMR. But whenever he bite it, it sounded very chewy and gooey. It's like. It's like, oh man, I want a honeycomb right now.
The weirdest ASMR I have ever listened to was by Nikocado Avocado.
Nikocado Avocado, what is that about?
He's like a YouTuber, and he's okay, in my opinion. I don't watch a lot of his videos, but he has like a video like cheesy fried noodle with Zach. I'm gonna butcher this noise. I'm not gonna even try to say his name. Zach something ASMR.
Wait, does he review foods?
I'm not sure, but I do know that he had drama with Trisha Paytas.
I see.
It was so weird.
Uh-huh.
But he talks about so much. He just talks so much through it, which is okay. But it's just about like life and drama and stuff. But it's so weird because he doesn't even have an intro and he just goes straight to the point. There was this one where he was playing straight in the middle of a conversation. And then, like, it's so confusing because they're just crying. And it's because he was talking about cancer or something, but I didn't really watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like,
no context. Yeah.
No offense if you're a Nikocado Avocado fan, but just not my content.
Yeah.
not what I want to watch.
Yeah. That reminds me of Fooly Cooly, the anime that I suggested to you that one day. Mm-hmm. And the art teacher, he's like, yeah, totally watch Fooly Cooly. And it has no intro. There's, like, every other anime has an intro, but that didn't have any intro. No.
Wait.
I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Mm. I think out of everything I've watched, I think this is the most satisfying to me. I think it will play, like...
The audio?
Yes, I think, but I'm not sure.
Maybe. I think it's probably best that you leave, like, a timestamp in a link in the description, so like people could like watch it. Like, oh, that's what they mean.
let me try right now.
Okay.
That's what good chicken sounds like. I was trying not to say the word. All right. Oof. I think out of... Oh, my God. I can't watch it because it's going to make me hungry. It's already, like... Oh, it's already almost 1 o'clock. It's...
Yeah.
It's almost 1 o'clock by four minutes. Yeah. Gus, not 30. Four.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, man. All these freaking foods. I don't... Man, imagine living the life where you could sit there and YouTube pays you and you have your regular job, right?
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh yeah, boss, I'm gonna take a lunch break. You get off, you go real quick, you're just in your car and you're like, and you get paid for eating.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like those kids that fucking do, like, toy reviews, like, Easter videos and shit. Yes, like, they opened this eggs so and weird. Shit. Yeah, and it's not even, like, close to Easter. It's like, what the fuck? How did I get millions of views?
I can do that. We can do it.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the problem is. Why haven't we, like, caught in and we're just, like...
It's probably because, like, it's such an appeal to children. Like, people, other kids opening shit, and they're like, man, I want my mom to buy that stuff.
Do you know who Sog is, Some Ordinary Gamer?
No, I haven't heard of it. What is he about?
He is, I used to watch him for, like, creepypastas and, like, the emo phases.
Yeah. Jeff the Killer, Slenderman,
He would talk about creepypastas, and he would read them and stuff, and then he got into dark web browsing, dank web browsing, deep web browsing.
Yeah. Same shit, okay.
Yeah. That was, like, what he would say in the video. He decided to do deep web, I think it was deep web browsing or random shit through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's it called? And when he did it, it was so funny because he found the kids, he was looking for real ghost videos.
Real ghost videos, okay.
And on one of the channels that he found, he clicked it. Mm-hmm. And the video was about this dude who was going in his haunted place, and there was people, like, these ghosts attacking him, and it was creepy and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he decides to click on the channel, because he was like, this is so fake. Nothing but kids' videos.
What the fuck?
Do you know the Anna... No, that Elsa and Spider-Man. Elsa.
Yeah.
That was... Like, it was, like,
Elsa's pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, Some Ordinary Gamer, he just... He just uploaded, this goes for you, he just uploaded a video yesterday that says, I'm addicted to Minecraft.
What the fuck?
That's you.
Wow.
And then,
such content.
And then he has committed federal crimes over a video game.
What the hell?
We reached this point.
Jesus Christ. You know what? Actually, people actually ship that kind of stuff with, like, Spider-Man, Elsa... And stuff
it's
like that.
So weird.
Yeah. Have but you, like, what?
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna tell you, have you seen the Elsa and Jack Frost edit?
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Oh my god.
It's like DreamWorks x Disney. Oh, this could totally gonna happen. But, like, there's another one that was like Anna x Elsa. I'm like, whoa. That was like incest type of shit. It's like, that's kind of weird. Have you seen that shipping? Like, yes. Anna and Elsa? Yeah, I was like, what?
I'm like,
yeah.
Ew!
Yeah. Ew! Oh, or, Sweet Home Alabama. Oh my god. I heard Game of Thrones has incest. I never watched Game of Thrones. Yeah, I heard about that.
It's kind of weird. I don't know. I just, like, I know the actors aren't related, but it's like,
It's like, whoa, you're playing the part too good. A little bit too good.
So, like, right now, I'm looking at YouTube, and there's this channel called Actually Happen, and it was suggested to me, and I'm like, okay, YouTube, and it says, now, the title of the video is, My Parents Gave Me Up for Adoption, 2 months ago.
Okay.
And she's talking about how she's broke and stuff, but the thumbnail is like...
Where does this go?
Her mom pushing her, crying. And she has, like, this, like, you know, those greedy faces that used to be on Looney Tunes?
Greedy faces? Like, greedy, money way? Like,
yeah.
On okay.
Looney Tunes. She has that face, and two parents are like, yay!
What the fuck? What kind of what?
And then the background is so bright and vibrant.
Oh my god. You need to send me that so I can put on the video so they can know what we're talking about. That's crazy. Oh my god. but like...
Why is this recommended?
Why is that... Like, the other day I was watching some famous competitors of Super Smash Brothers in tournaments playing and watching... they're called Nairo and Zero. They're one of the best Smash players, and one of the suggestions was like surprise Elmo attack, and it shows fucking kids like a stock image of a white, like, this little white kid. He was like screaming, and it shows Elmo all happy and shit, like Tickle Me Elmo to like. I was like, and I saw the views, and it was like 1.9 million views. I'm like, what the fuck?
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. And why is it recommended to me?
You have people that are like trying to be like Neil deGrasse Tyson, trying to show their education around on their physics videos, getting.
Oh my god.
Not even like a full like 0.5.
0.5, yeah. Oh my god.
Tickle Me Elmo for 1 minute. 3 million views.
Yeah. And they don't even have to reach the 10 minute mark to have the maximum ads that you need. They just need 5 minutes and then they get whatever they want.
I know, and it's like
it's stupid. Yeah.
And then like you're trying to still launch your channel and it's like hard because nobody cares. They wanna watch Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah. Fucking kids, you don't want to watch me and my story time video about me getting exposed for watching porn when I was like 7 years old? God damn.
How your teacher touched your ass once?
Yeah, my chemistry teacher touched my ass. It was very weird. Or a cougar that I met at the House of Blues, or yeah, that one bar that. Weird. Yeah, yeah. It was pretty good to me.
But it's weird how that works.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because these little kids on their iPads and on YouTube Kids are like, oh, let me click on this because I'm a dumb little 7 year old.
Not even my so I babysit for a while.
Okay.
And when I was babysitting, the girl she was watching those videos and it was so weird.
Mm-hmm. What's so weird about it?
Because there was Anna and Elsa and Jack Frost and Spider-Man and the Hulk videos.
What the hell? Play-Doh,
stop motion.
Well, that's creepy. And that sounds creepy.
It. Yeah. It was so weird. And then I know that she was, for a while, she would tell me to watch her videos with her because she wanted to watch Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
And you know how those Momo things started popping up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was scared to watch Peppa Pig after a while, too.
But Peppa Pig looks so innocent.
I know, but there was like in the video they're putting like some Momo picture in it. It was so weird a while back. I didn't know of it until like Jose. Yeah. until Jose told me about it. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, Monts has been scared to watch it. And I was like, okay, well, let me just put the one on, you know, the Fire Stick.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I was like, let me just put that one, because, I mean, that one's paid for, and it's literally on the Nickelodeon app, so I'm pretty sure nothing's going to come up.
Yeah.
And I told her, and then she gets mad at me because I didn't put it in Spanish.
Why?
She just wanted, I'm like, you go watch an Anna and Elsa with Spider-Man video in English, but you yell at me because I didn't put it in Spanish for Peppa Pig.
Oh, for Peppa Pig.
I know.
Imagine having a British accent and speaking in Spanish. That sounds interesting.
I think it would be more proper than how we talk in Spanish, because, like, man.
It's kind of ghetto.
We talk. In Spanish, we talk really. We don't talk proper Spanish. Because I heard people, physicians who work with my mother. They talk really proper Spanish, and it's like, oh my gosh.
We're ghetto.
Yeah.
Or like,
we're hood rats.
Yeah. I had a Spanish AP last year, in last school year, and in the first, like, 2 weeks, we were learning about Spanish or whatever, and then I was asking the people that actually know Spanish more than me, I was like, do you guys understand this? And they're like, no, it's kind of proper. I'm like, damn,
well,
I'm fucked.
Duh,
I'm fucked.
They're going to teach you, they're going to teach you hood rat street.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I moved out the class. I can't handle Spanish. I don't speak a lot of it. So yeah,
and then it's funny too, because since growing up in Magnolia, you talk less proper than people in the town. Like, you can tell.
Yeah.
Because especially growing up in Magnolia, it's like, oh, it's like the well-known part of Houston for people from the hood. So
we're in the hood.
Basically, La Barrio.
There's like so many fucking
hood.
Yeah, there's so many fucking places that are like empty parking lots, and it's like fucking taco trucks are like, whoa, free real estate. Let me park here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have like, I'm not even like, we have 1, 2, 3 taco trucks I could walk to right now.
I have
I love
3.
Them all. I love them all. Go to your local,
Yeah, yeah. There's like a Taco Bell too.
I know. Guys, I'm telling you, go to your local taco truck, support them. Buy as support, many tacos as you want.
They're open, like, almost 24/7. They're fucking crazy, dude. They want that money.
those are the best places to go, especially when you're drunk and you buy those little Mexican tacos.
Little taquitos?
Yes, the taquitos. With the cilantro. And
yeah. With the onions, yeah.
Yes.
I just had that for dinner.
I had that yesterday.
But they were so dry for mine. I had to put Cholula and shredded cheese on it.
My boyfriend's mom makes them, and they're so good. I love her truck. I love it. I can't get over
that's cool.
Yeah. Damn. And she hooked me up with those good beans.
Oh, yeah, the little cups, styrofoam cups. Yes. Beans, yeah. Beaners. Beaners.
Oh, we're going to get in so much trouble just because you said that. You guys say, because we're Mexican.
Yeah, I would have sent you some tacos. I don't like tacos. I don't like taquitos, but I would have sent you some, like, via through pigeon. Just send it through a pigeon.
No, out of everything, out of everything that I've eaten daily, the one that I would love to have again daily is mole. Mole, I freaking love mole. Mole and quesadillas. And I wonder why I'm big.
You wonder why I'm big?
But it's like, growing up with these foods are so good. And we had fideo all the time with my grandma.
Because,
you know, like, my grandmother would take care of me during the day. I'm forgetting the name of the dishes. We're always eating, like, okay, mole, we eat caldo.
Menudo? Do you guys eat menudo?
Yes, menudo. It was so good. And sometimes I wish I really... Oh, and then the homemade tortillas all the time, and my grandmother would get mad when they come out, like, ovals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best. Yeah. Oh, my favorite. My favorite. You know the tortillas during, like, holidays and stuff? When your grandmothers would make, I forgot. They would fry the tortillas, and then they would make,
Is it, like, in, like, a little steel pan that you have to, like, press down on it, and it was like, oh, there you go?
No. I know what you're talking about, though. You're talking about the tortillas de maíz?
Uh-huh.
I think so. I don't know. I'm, like, I'm trying to remember. We always had them during New Year's and stuff. My mom made them for Christmas this year.
Oh.
And it was really good. It was called. Buenuelos, I think. Momuelos? Something like that. With a B and an M.
I don't recognize it.
Momuelos. It's like these tortillas are covered with cinnamon and sugar, brown sugar.
Uh-huh.
They're so good. I have to bring you some.
I would like some.
with a big-ass bowl of mole.
With the big-ass.
And homemade tortillas.
I love homemade tortillas, but, like, my grandma, oh my god, my grandma's getting so old to the point where she's losing her cooking touch, and, like, her cooking, it sucks now, because it's, like, she's just losing her touch, and she's getting old, like, something could drop to the floor.
My great-grandmother has been kicking, she's almost, like, 100 already.
What the hell?
She has been kicking, and she has been making mole for, like, the longest. And, like, because my great-grandfather passed, and her son, my uncle, great-uncle, he isn't around that much, but he'll come and give her food, but he doesn't come around as often where she needs to cook for him, so she's just like, eh. But when she cooks, she cooks a mighty-ass meal. I'm not playing, man. I like, it made me so, the other day I was sitting there, I was just like, mama, I'm like, mama, pa que no like, oh my god, this is what happens when you don't talk in Spanish daily.
Yeah, you start to lose it.
Yeah, she used to tell me, my bad. Why don't you cook mole more often? And she just looked at me and she goes, like, because Junior's not here and your great grandfather's not here no more, and I'm too lazy.
Yeah, I'm just too lazy.
She sits there all day because my cousin cleans for her and does everything, so she has nothing to do. So she sits there, watch TV, and she just sit on the table and talk, gossip to my grandpa and my great aunts.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just talk shit.
Like every other Mexican. Like, everyone's always talking shit about each other. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I was just sitting there and I just hear them talking shit about our weight. And I'm just like, okay, I get it. I'm really going to hit the gym.
Damn. Like, well, that's one way to motivate you. Like,
yes, and I told my grandma. I was like, I want to be flaca.
Yeah.
Let's gordita.
I want to be flaca.
I get you. No, no, no. I like my curves and stuff. It's just my stomach. I need to lose my stomach and I'll be good.
I think that's me, but like, I'm just mostly focusing on my stomach because it's my most biggest problem. I'm gonna focus on my man boobs, and then I'm gonna try to make my ass a little bit not like weird, whatever.
Flop, flip.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beach. It's not peaches unless it comes from the grapes.
What?
Hanging, your butt just hangs over your legs.
Oh my god. But like, yeah, I'm pretty thick on my thighs though.
Yeah. I worked out on them and I'm like, I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, just need to get rid of the tummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the one that's mostly causing problems. It's like my dad, I think out of all things that my dad gave me, like, trait-wise, is my legs, which, like, his leg muscles and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, if I didn't have that, then, like, who else is going to supposed to carry my fat ass everywhere, you know? Like, if I had chubby legs, I would not, like, move like I already do now. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know I have my issues with how my body looks, but now I'm, like, I feel more confident.
Yeah.
To where if I go to, like, Pirates Bay, Splash Town, or something, I could wear, like, a bathing suit, and I'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not showing my stomach, but, like, you know, skin.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. More like a one piece, but, or yeah, something like that. Yeah. I think I'm trying to get to that point where I just take off my shirt when I go to the pool. I feel very self-conscious.
Yeah.
About it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well,
and you're actually, yeah, I try not to, but, like, I still do.
Yeah, I'm working on my arms, really, like, it got me less self-conscious.
Oh, yeah, the floppy.
Yeah, now I can go out in public and be like, hey, and wave my arms in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not so self-conscious about my floppy arms. Well, it's just a little flop. It's not, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But what really gets me motivated is walking all the way to Starbucks just to get my matcha.
My matcha.
I have to get that every day.
Yeah. My motivation is just to walk and actually hatch my Pokemon eggs on Pokemon Go and try to get that shit done.
I have those, like, you know those earning apps for walking?
Oh, like, they pay you to walk or something like that.
I think it's stupid. But I have used one before and I did get money off of PayPal for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which I'm okay for, but I really don't care. I just like the challenges on there.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm, like, more motivated to walk.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, even pacing back and forth helps.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, because it still counts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so much walking.
Yeah.
But it's better than, like, forcing myself to run. You know, at least 30 minutes a day of activity helps.
Mm.
Even if it's pacing back and forth, it still helps.
It's something. You have to move somewhat, yeah. Mm-hmm. How long have we been recording so far?
So far, we have made it to 38 minutes.
38, okay.
That's
long enough. Yeah. Well, it sounds long enough for someone to, like, finish their house in Minecraft or some shit like that, or whatever they're doing.
It sounds like somebody who's just going to play us because they're bored and they forget they're playing us.
Yeah,
and
just
ignore what we're
saying. Yeah. I just want to hear the sounds of our voices. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know one person that might, like, listen to, my old music teacher, for fourth grade, her husband, I still talk to him. I think he will be interested in listening to our podcast because he always listens to podcasts on Spotify, and on Spotify they have the creators of Rick and Morty and the creators of Adventure Time and doing podcasts and stuff. Yeah, it's very interesting. I think we should put it down on a link to in the description so people can hear it.
Yeah, and I love listening to the Fitz podcast. I forgot what it's called. It's by Fitz.
Oh, Fitz, the gaming channel.
Yeah.
Mhm.
With Swagger Souls and stuff.
Yeah.
I love Swagger. I'm just waiting for
his and raccoon review. Eggs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I was so confused when Toby on the telly was because I skipped some podcasts and he's mm-hmm. like, "I want to be a woman." It's something I've been thinking about.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was so weird. And there's like other podcasts where they're foreshadowing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't notice it when he was like making those jokes and stuff. And I'm like, wow, okay. He's still deciding though if he wants to be a male or a female. He said he'll like it's gonna take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Yeah, because those kind of things that you had to really think about because it is life changing.
Yeah, and you're getting rid of your slong to get a female parts and stuff. Yeah. So it's like,
that's a very big sacrifice.
Yeah. Oh, you know who's my favorite woman? Who is what, trans?
Who?
What's it called? From Orange is the New Black.
I heard of the show, but I never heard of the person.
Sophia, the one who played Sophia Burnett.
Hmm.
I forgot.
I don't know. Mm-mm. Hmm. But what about what makes them your favorite?
She's my favorite because she's like I don't know. To me, she's really like empowering.
Hmm.
For
about it or like what?
No, she's like empowering in general and being a woman. Mm.
I see. Hmm.
So it's like, and I don't know. It just makes you want to be. She makes seeing people like her. Her. Who've gone through so much to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really, like, empowering because they've done and they got to where they wanted to be. And it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I should look up this person. She sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I know, the only thing I know about The Orange is New Black is, like, one of the biggest lesbian shows out there. Yeah.
That's I mean, reason. Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, like, that's the only reason why I know about it.
Yeah, but I mm-hmm. watched it and I caught up, and I really do like watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's just really funny, and it's like sometimes it just makes me like cry about it.
Yeah. So interesting.
I know Ruby Rose was on it for a while, and everybody's like, "Oh my god!" screaming and stuff.
Yeah.
And her empowerment video came out.
Huh.
Of her, like, change and stuff. I'm just like, wow. I'm trying to see if the name where I'm pitching it.
Their name?
Lavinia Cox.
Lavinia Cox, okay.
Lavinia Cox. Something like, I can't say it right, but she's the, she's my favorite.
Hmm.
From the How's show.
Go? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she plays a transgender woman, too, in the show. But, they really, she's really strong. In the show.
Oof.
because she goes through so much. I don't want to give spoilers. Mm-hmm. But she does go through so much. And it's like, her.
Through the show or like her?
The show.
Oh, okay.
And it just makes you feel for her. Like, because it's like, mm-hmm. people, this happened in the situation somewhere with a person. And it's like,
uh-huh.
you really feel for her.
Yeah. One of the things I know, I learned through many of the hundreds of hours of I put on YouTube is one of the tricks to make people feel empathy and much more value in your character or the character that you're directing or making is make them have the worst day ever. Like, you know how in Spider-Man 2 he could not catch a break because he gets fired and he has to save kids from a truck and he delivers pizzas and then he's late for class and like Aunt May and his girlfriend and his friend is giving him shit. Like, I think that's why people like Spider-Man 2 so much because he was getting beat up so much and then they're like, oh, I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, so like, oh, forgot to deliver my pizzas again. I'm not even a delivery man, but
Pizza time.
I could relate. Hashtag relatable.
Am I right? But yeah. Yeah, am I right with the W?
Oh, I just remembered somewhere we were driving, and we were coming back from somewhere, and it was really empowering to see it. Mm-hmm. And I think I still have the pictures of it. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in our community for Latino representation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really beautiful. This giant mural of
reputation.
No.
A reposition.
No.
What?
Representing. Representing our community, and it was just mm-hmm. so nice to see like this giant mural of these empowering Latino women and these amazing Latino men who've done mm-hmm. so much. And the thing, it just like. It's just really, it was just really nice to see it, you know?
Because,
like, and even about the, by, Tamadian something?
Tamadian?
I forgot his name. Ah! Well, damn. It's not that I didn't forget it. It's just that I can't pronounce it.
Okay. Yeah.
He did the, on Canal Street, there's a giant mural.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I think, isn't it near a coffee factory where you can smell the coffee from the...
No, that's, if you keep driving on the street, you eventually will get to that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, he's the one who did that mural, and he was the one who was supposed to do in West Ward that we got invited to, remember? How I was telling you?
I
was gonna go paint the mural, but then he went to the hospital.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never got an update on it. Wow. Other than that he was still sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he got sick on April Fool's, so me and, let's just say...
Your friend?
Yeah, my friend.
Yeah.
We were like, what if he just played, what if he saw our work and was like, this is trash.
April Fool's.
Yeah. he just ghosted on us. No, but he was in the hospital. I'm not sure if he's out now, hopefully, but he's a very old man.
Uh-huh. Like... Are we talking about, like, a 90s-year-old or, like...
No, he's really old, like, in the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so he's just...
60s. Yeah, because he was in Houston for a short time, and he painted the original mural on Canal,
mm-hmm.
which got him banned from Houston.
Mm, wow. Is it because vandalism?
No. It wasn't because of that. It's because it's shown how much struggle the Latino community was going through, our community,
mm-hmm.
and how much we have been through so much during the centuries and stuff, and how it's not just... Black people, but it's also Latinos and any other
colored people. Yeah,
any colored people.
We struggle.
Yeah, we all struggle.
Yeah,
and not just that, because you still have people who struggle who are lower class white people. You have to remember that, or redheads.
Yeah,
and it's like you and I've noticed this too, especially with the new remake of Disney,
mm-hmm.
who are remaking The Little Mermaid black.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
And
oh, man.
I don't mind for her being black.
Okay.
But the issue is that it's not really going to turn me on to watching it because I'm the nostalgist, you know? I want...
Yeah, because the only reason why you're watching these remake movies like Aladdin, Lion King, and Mulan...
The nostalgist. Don't change up my movie.
Why do you have to change it?
Yeah, why do you have to retell it? I don't care if you make another Little Mermaid. You could... I don't care if you make another mermaid who's black or Muslim mm-hmm. or Indian.
Yeah. And...
Or Native American.
Yeah, or it is... Well, I mean...
But don't remake...
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me, because you can make make up a whole new... I don't care that it's a mermaid and it's taking Ariel's spot. But I am going to miss the nostalgia coming from it. I am going to miss, like, seeing the original redheaded girl...
Yeah.
And it's not just because she's white, because I've noticed this in other trending movies that they're redoing characters that are white with red head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're turning them black. Haven't you noticed that trend lately?
Yeah,
like,
they did Starfire.
Yep. And they did.
Oh, yeah. And that one.
And in Amazing
the trailer was like, yeah. Wait, no. Wait,
no, not Amazing. I mean, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Into the Spider-Verse. Oh, wait.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Jane wasn't She was originally.
Oh yeah, Mary Jane white. But she's black now.
Yeah, she's black now. Zendaya, which I freaking love Zendaya as an actor and the character. Mm-hmm. So I don't care about that one.
As long as they fit the role, yeah, then she it should be fine.
But for the Little Mermaid, you're gonna put an actress that we don't even know that well, but she's only a good singer. Let's just hope that her singing goes through this nostalgia, which I
and
do
it's not. Yeah, it's not like fucking auto-tune like Aladdin. Aladdin had so much auto-tune, you can hear it, and it sucked.
And I know Disney casting their music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she will probably have a really good voice,
mm-hmm.
which would like help it. But am I gonna go see it? No.
No.
But Aladdin. The,
yeah. The remakes are just cash grabs. They're just trying to feed off your nostalgia.
Now, Lion King with Beyonce. I want to go see it.
Yeah, there's that. Wow.
But other than that, what you were saying, cash grab.
Yeah, they're just milking the series.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's working. It happened to The Jungle Book. It will happen for Lion King. And Mulan. I heard news about Mulan. I don't know if this is fake or real, but they're removing Mushu, the dragon.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, what? How do you take out a
character?
Yeah, he was part of it, and then...
I know, I want my Mushu. Hashtag Mushu me up.
bring Mushu me up.
where's my Mushu?
Where's my Eddie Murphy?
Yes. I don't care if... You could take out anybody else from Mulan, but I want my Mushu back with Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Get him back on board. Disney, pay him. Put some contracts in there.
Pay that man.
You got him for the Haunted Mansion and Mushu? I want another Mushu with Eddie Murphy.
Pause him when he... I know he's making Shrek 4, but pause that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but... It's like, why all these remakes? I get that, they're going to make money, but you need to understand there's a generation of kids who are going to identify these princesses who don't even know, like, growing up.
Yeah.
She's remakes and not know the classics.
Yeah. And I think it's just mostly for adults to feed off the nostalgia. The teenagers that grew up with the classics. Yeah,
but how are you going to do that when you're going to really wipe out the character and rewrite them?
Because, like, back to my reasoning why to watch these remakes, there's two different reasons why you would want to them to retell the story in a different way, or you just want to see the same story, the same music, but like add a remake to it. Like Little Mermaid, you're gonna see it live action now instead of animated. Like how would it be reimagined? That's the only reason. That's one of the reasons why you would rewatch the movie that you've already seen.
But it's just like, come on, leave her as she is. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I mean, she could be Irish for all I care. But here's the thing, though. The thing about it, it's a trend, but it's like, you want to say they're whitewashing movies?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that they are. It's just that, hello, they're just white with redheads. And redheads have been discriminated for the longest. Even during the concentration camps in Germany and stuff, they would not allow redheads to marry each other.
I heard about that. Yeah, that sucks.
Because they do not want more redheads multiplying, and they see redheads as a spawn of a devil.
Yeah. Damn. That sounds like history's rewriting itself,
And they used to kill redheads in concentration camps. They used to kill them all the time, and they would hang them, and they would do all these discriminating things against them. And it's like, people don't know about this, but then they're going to go on and call them white and privileged without knowing the whole story.
Yeah.
It's not just like, it's whitewashing stuff. You don't know. You can't just go to somebody and say that they're whitewashing or they're privileged because of their skin color, because you don't know their background. They could be poor. They could come from, a back alleyway. They could, they could be white and be from a trailer park.
Like an example.
Or from
like,
the lowest class.
It's not like, okay, the problem, I'm trying to explain. Like, Miles Morales, the Black Spider-Man, it would be messed up if they just turned him white all of a sudden. But in the comic books, he was black. And, at least not whitewashed.
They left him as is.
Yeah, because he was good the way he was. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with him, yeah. There's no change needed.
Yeah, but then you got these changes for all these other comics, especially Starfire coming out. I understand that at one point Starfire was black in the comics.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then she was later rewritten as white.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fact that she was rewritten, but it goes either way. I think her original black... Now, if they're going to say that they're going on the white Starfire, which they were saying, then that's where it becomes an issue. But when it doesn't, like, let's say they could have just said, we want to go back on the original Starfire.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been fine with that, which I am fine with it either way.
Because
the original Starfire, the original,
let's say, she was orange, wasn't she?
Yes, but she was also... There was a Black Starfire, too.
Oh, yeah, Black Star. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you could make her as a re-character. It doesn't have to be Starfire. Just don't rewrite the characters and act like they never even existed.
Existed, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they did, I think they did the same rewriting stuff and changing their skins for Nick Fury. And Green Lantern, I think they did those two. It was both in the comics. There's a black Nick Fury and there's a white Nick Fury. And there was no problem with Samuel Jackson being a black Nick Fury in Avengers. There wasn't anything wrong with that. Or Green Lantern being Ryan Reynolds. The only thing that was wrong with that movie was it flopped. It was a commercial flop. It was a failure.
His suit.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yes.
Like, Spider-Man 1 looked better, and it was made in 2002.
I know.
Or 2001, I think. Yeah. Okay. Alright, well, I had to head out.
Alright, well, it was nice chatting.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice doing this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.